Hi, my name's Eugene Ballard, and I represent the Orsay House of Fine Perfume.
Go away, we don't want any.
You don't even know
what
I got.
I said,
well, if you look
you
and
don't
see...
go away, I'll call the cops. I mean it.
Well, you...
I mean it!
All right, I'm gone.
December 17th, 1953. We're at the corner of 168th Street, Melrose Avenue, the Bronx, New York City, New York.
Well, it's late. Might as well call tonight. Smack dab in the middle of nowhere, footloose and fancy free.
Smack dab
in the middle of nowhere, feels like home to me. Smack dab in the middle of nowhere, footloose and fancy free. Smack dab in the middle of nowhere, feels like home to me. Excuse me. That's a mighty fine perfume you wearing there now. Now don't tell me that's a eau de printemps. See, you can't fool me. You see, I sell perfume door to door. Won't you try my sweet perfume? Roses blooming there. They chase away the winter gloom. Just spray some in your hair. Take a chance on sweet romance. Right here, right now, today. Vive l'amour, they say in France, or parlez-vous français? Essential oils are très, très bon and très, très enchanté. Whatever bad road you're traveling on, this stuff will take you away. Hmm? Wanna try some? No? Well, I've been all kinds of places in my life. And one of the things I learned early on, when people look at me, all they see is what they want to. Nothing more. All around me, people move and live in their lives. How they hurry, scurry, and go. They move like they're dancing to some juke joint jive. I don't hear that music no more. I hear the music of a lonely guitar, swinging soft and simple and slow. Them folks are living loud from where they are. They can't hear what I hear, that's for sure. I see the blank expression when they look in my eyes. They looking right straight through me, I know. They think that I'm just like a million other guys, but I'm not. But they won't listen to me. So look at here now. Look. Now you see these here medals? I got these from France on account of what I done in the war. Mm-hmm. That's right. Now you couldn't tell by looking, but I was the first Negro fighter pilot. First black man ever to fly an airplane in combat. That's right. Now you couldn't tell by looking, could you? Mm-hmm. Now how a poor Georgia boy get to France in the first place? And here I am right back where I started. Head in the clouds, feet in the dirt. It's quite a story if you got a minute. Let me tell you about it.